Now, first of all, architecture. Here we come upon one of the most important, also one of the most ubiquitous of all Buddhist symbols, and that is the stupa. The stupa was originally a sort of funeral mound, a great heap of earth. And the stupa is called in Tibet the Chorten. Originally the stupa, the heap of earth, the mound and so on, the monument, enshrined the ashes of some great teacher or hero, enshrined the ashes of a Buddha or an Arahant or a universal king and so on. And the stupa is very, very prominent in Indian Buddhism, in Indian Buddhist art and architecture. But when Buddhism went to Tibet, the Tibetans adapted the stupa in their own way, just as Buddhists of other countries also did. So we find today that in Tibet there are many different kinds of stupa or chorten, but the basic structure is quite simple. The stupa essentially is made up of geometrical forms, if you like, geometrical symbols, which symbolize the five elements. That is to say, earth, water, fire, air, and space or ether, akasha. Now the earth, the element of earth, is symbolized by the cube. The cube is a very stable figure. You can't easily push it over. So earth also represents stability. So therefore we find that the element of earth, the grossest of all the elements, the heaviest of all elements, is represented by the cube. So the cube is the first element in the stupa. If you want to make a stupa, build a stupa, you start by laying down a cube, a cube base. So on top of that cube base, one places a sphere. Or later on it became a hemisphere, but really it's a sphere. And the sphere symbolizes water. The sphere is the least stable figure because you can push it very easily, just a touch and it'll move. So in this way, it's a very appropriate symbol for water, because water always moves, it always flows. It isn't stable, it's the reverse of stable. It's the opposite of earth. So just as earth is represented by the cube, so water, the element which is grossest of all except for earth itself, is represented by the sphere. So this is how you begin to build your stupa. First of all, a cube, on top of the cube a sphere, or a hemisphere. On top of the sphere, or the hemisphere, comes a cone. The cone represents fire. And fire is represented by a cone because the cone is almost the shape of a flame. The cone points upwards, just as the flame points upwards as it burns. So now you've got three symbols, symbolizing three elements. First of all, the cube, then the sphere or hemisphere, and then on top of that the cone. So the stupa begins to take shape, to take form. Then fourthly, balanced on the point of the cone, there is a crescent. If you see it two-dimensional, it looks a crescent, but if you see it three-dimensional, it's a sort of bowl or saucer, and this symbolizes air, and it is the inverted bowl of the sky or firmament. So this is the picture so far: the cube, the sphere, the cone, and then on top of the point of the cone, the inverted ball, the crescent, representing air. And then in that inverted ball, in that saucer or cup, if you like, an accumulated flame. And this accumulated flame, that is to say, a flame tapering into a point, this represents the fifth element, or symbolizes the fifth element, that is to say, space or ether. And you notice it tapers into a point. And this point, this position without magnitude, this represents the so-called sixth element, in addition to the ordinary five, that is to say, consciousness. And it's represented as a point Whereas a point has no dimensions because consciousness itself, unlike earth, water, fire and air, has no dimensions. Consciousness is that which contains them all, without itself being contained by anything. So the consciousness, the sixth element, is represented by that point, which means or indicates a sort of transition to another dimension, the dimension of mind or consciousness, from the physical, from the material. Now the question may arise, well, why is the stupa, why is the chortin this particular architectural form, this particular kind of monument, why is it built up from symbols representing the five elements? Why should your chortin, your memorial, your funeral monument, if you like, be represented by symbols of earth and water and fire and air? And there's a reason for this. After all, it's a funeral monument. It's a monument over the ashes of somebody dead, or it's a monument in memory of someone. So the idea is here that the stupa is made up of these symbols of the elements, because at the time of death, the physical body, in fact the whole psychophysical being, is resolved back into the elements from which it came. According to Buddhist tradition, the solid parts of the body, they revert to earth. The watery parts of the body, the fluid parts, the liquid parts, the blood and the rest, they revert to water. Then the heat, the vital heat in the body, this returns to fire. It is absorbed into the total heat and warmth of the universe. And then the air, which fills our nostrils, which fills our lungs, this just exhaled into the atmosphere. And the space that we occupy, well, when our physical body ceases to exist, this little space, as it is called, occupied by our physical bodies, merges in the great space. And in the same way, our mind also, when the bonds of the ego are dissolved, which is a sort of spiritual death, merges into absolute mind or absolute consciousness at that point, as it were, at the top of the accumulated flame. This whole arrangement, by the way, of the symbols of the elements in the stupa and its whole symbolism is very closely connected with a particular kind, a particular type of meditation called the six-element meditation. But we've no time to go into all that now.